agency group, thank you for carving that time in your schedule to be here. We appreciate that. We're going to pause here in just a second. I will turn thanks, but we do want you to go ahead and continue eating. And when you finish, if you need to adjust your chair to see or hear the speaker, feel free to do that. We're going to get started just so we can get everybody out of here as promised by 1 o'clock. So if you would, join me and I'll say a prayer for us. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day of life, all of your many, many blessings, Father. Most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this wonderful facility, this good food we're enjoying, the people who prepared it, and those who are serving us. And we thank you for the freedom we have in this country together for events like this. We ask your blessing on our time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I guess the only housekeeping for those of us that have phones or electronic devices, if you don't mind pausing or muting those or turning them off, we sure would appreciate that. And I know the speaker would certainly appreciate that. Let me just tell you a little bit about our speaker. We'll get him up here. He can tell you a little bit more about his story. But up until recently, Tom was the host of The Mornings with Tom and Toddy. 88.9 Moody Radio. He's a graduate of Rock Ridge Seminary and has a BA in communication from the University of Washington at Tacoma. He worked with at-risk teams in Tacoma while serving with the Youth for Christ. He has also served as youth pastor, associate pastor, senior pastor, or lead pastor, and previously worked in radio in Washington State. He's celebrating 33 years of marriage with his bride, Robin. He enjoys sports, performing arts. He said he'll never turn down pizza or plan a game of cornhole. And his daily prayer, Tom tells me, is that he be reminded that God can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So if you would help me welcome Tom.
In high school before I could say my last name, so thank you. But put this on me here. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming here again. My name's Tom, and I came from the Pacific Northwest. And just so you know, I wrote this out because I'm a little long-winded. I had somebody once tell me that I can both talk on the inhale and the exhale. So I wrote it down so I didn't keep you here until 5 p.m. because I don't have a pastoral background. But I came here from the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, to be exact. And I moved across the country almost 5 years ago to host the morning show at Moody Radio. My friends, it has been an unbelievable adventure ever since. So a little bit about me. So I wasn't raised in a Christian home at all. My hometown is a tiny town on the Big Island of Hawaii, just a little tiny town called Honolulu. It's right outside of Hilo. And so if you ever go to the Big Island, go to my hometown, and that'll take you to one of the attractions on the Big Island. One is the volcano, and then the other one is Akaka Falls, which is right down the road from my home. So, nationality-wise, I'm Filipino, Portuguese, and Irish. Just enough mixed to make tension on both sides of the family. And so, it was kind of interesting growing up. And you might not recognize this to look at me, but I'm an old dude now. And I have been able to negotiate what it was like to live in the analog realm and to be in the digital age. And I know the difference between the two. And I was thinking about this just a little bit. The things that the digital realm has made passe. And I just want to go through a couple of them, like developing film. Right? No need, right? You take a picture, it's like right there on your phone. It's not the Polaroid thing that you have to shake for a while and put the little stuff on to make sure that that picture lasts forever. Don't have to do that. Buying stamps. You don't need to do that anymore. You can text or email anywhere in the world. You can buy something online. It is shipped to you free because of Amazon Prime. some things that you don't have to deal with in the digital realm. Wondering about the one who got away. No need to wonder anymore. Just check out her Insta. Right? You'll figure out exactly what it is you missed out on, or maybe what God spared you from, depending on the case. What about getting lost? Getting lost. Because GPS will tell you exactly where you're at. But I just wanted to just look around the room. Have any of you ever been lost before? Ever? Okay, look at you men admitting that, because apparently we never did that before. But I just wanted to share a story about when I was 7 years old. So, again, I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii. My dad was in the military, in the Army. He did 3 tours of Vietnam. And so while he was in Nam, we were always on Hawaii. But he took a 1-year tour. They sent him to Aberdeen, Maryland. Talk about culture shock. You know, I'm from the Big Island, and then snow. I'd never seen snow before, and so I had to wear a coat. What's that? And I had to wear shoes? What are those? So it was very interesting. And to help us adjust, parents brought me and my 3 brothers a puppy. Okay, so I was in charge of this puppy, and I lost this puppy. And I figured that I should probably own up to my parents and tell them myself. But they weren't home at that point. They were actually at the officer's club. But I knew where the officer's club was. I just had to walk all the way through the forest. I need to walk through the tank museum, get down to the main road, walk along that for a while, and it's one of those roads on the left. I'll recognize it when I see it. So off I went. I started walking. Again, 7 years old by myself. Walking my way to the officer's club. And by the time I got there, it had already gotten dark. And sun was setting, and then my parents actually had left. And so they weren't there. They went to the friend's house they were meeting. And so, 7 years old, here I am, and I went from confident to lost in the span of about 10 minutes. And there were adults, mature people, that actually knew I was lost before I did. And so they do what they do. They tried to do whatever they could to comfort me and then make sure that I got home safely. And so they did. And actually, the police that brought me home. And so I wasn't in trouble because I was simply lost being home by police officers. I wasn't being brought home by police officers because I did anything wrong. That was my brother. And so they were just thankful to see me. And those of you that are dog lovers here, you just need to know that the neighbors found the puppy. And so lost boy, lost puppy, both at home. But again, being a military brat, you know, my dad moved around a lot, and we settled in the Puget Sound area of Washington State. So fast forward about 15 years, I'm starting my broadcasting career, and I became a local celebrity in the Seattle area. Did a lot of different things. I played football against the Seahawks, which was really fun. I actually performed pregame before Randy Johnson threw the first no-hitter in Mariners history. So that was a very important day for me. And I did a lot of other things like that. And I used my position in the community really for the benefit of others. That's hogwash. I used it to meet women. True statement. Okay. And, you know, with my dad in the military, my mom was actually the center of our family. She was the nucleus. She was really everything that was the center of my life. She was my biggest fan, not just because I was on the radio, but because I was her favorite child, and my brothers know this. In 1986, mom was diagnosed with cancer. And from diagnosis to death, 6 months. She was 48. And I didn't realize how young 48 was until I stand here before you at 35 years old. But it's really interesting how your perspective of life changes. But she was the center of my life, and she was gone. So here I am, a young man, but lost and now alone. And her death created this tailspin for me that led me to hop from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship. Because that's really what I did. I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't do drugs. Women were my drug of choice. And I would date models, women that were blonde, tall, because I basically wanted to have tall kids. So that's really what I was after. And so I met this one model through my agent. It was at a weddings expo fashion show. I don't know if you've ever seen those. And when I met her, she was wearing a wedding dress. And I knew it was God's will at that moment, right? But to be quite honest, I wasn't thinking about God at all when I saw her. But we began talking, we began dating, and our relationship kind of lasted about 9 months in that. She took a job as an airline flight attendant, and so we did the long distance thing. If any of you know what the long distance thing is, it's basically there's such a distance between the two of you, you can date who you want, I can date who I want, we don't know about it, and that's okay. Well, she moved back to town, and let's just say that our relationship was tense. And so she had a church background, and it didn't take her long to realize that we weren't quite doing it right. And so she said, you know, I really want to get back into church, and I really want you to come with me. And she was hot, so I said yes. Because basically all I wanted to do was keep the relationship going with her, and I thought that this was my end. But I told her, here's my condition. I don't want to go to your church. I don't want these people to know that I'm the reason you're not going to church anymore. So I said, let's find a church we can go to together. So I found a church that was right down the road from my apartment where I lived. And so the first service that we went to was Easter Sunday. And so went to that service, and you know, after about 4 weeks, the relationship just imploded. It was not pretty. And so it was a Saturday night, pretty late, about 2 a.m., when everything finally blew up. She left. And I thought, man, I don't know what to do. I prayed my first prayer, really. God, I just need some friends in my life. That's all I need right now. And, you know, if you want me to go to church, you're going to have to wake me up. I'm going to set my alarm, but that way I'll know it's you. That was my prayer. And, you know, oddly enough, she left her Bible in my apartment, right? So, again, I just started flipping through the Bible, trying to look for anything, and I started to read about Moses, because Moses was the only Bible character that I knew because of Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments. And so I'm reading about that, probably did that for about an hour and fell asleep. 8 a.m., my eye, bing, I'm alert, right? And I tried to go back to sleep, couldn't. And then I remember that prayer. I said, okay, so I can get in the shower, grabbed her Bible, and headed off to church. And I gotta say, it is weird to go to church by yourself. If you've never done that, I'm gonna turn off my phone because for some reason somebody wants to connect with me. So I did that. I went to church by myself. I sat kind of towards the back because I didn't want to sit in the front because I've seen those people before. And I didn't want to sit all the way in the back because I don't want anybody coming to talk to me because they thought it was new. I just wanted to get in the middle. And after the service, a group of people, probably about 10 of them, came up to me and invited me to an event that was happening at the church that night. Isn't it interesting? My first prayer that I ever prayed was, God, I just need some friends. And the next day, friends. Now that's really cool. Well, by the way, the pastor spoke on Moses that morning. And I have a friend that calls those God winks. You know, just those moments where I want you to know, I see you, and I care about you. You know, similar to Tom as a lost 7-year-old boy, there were people that were further along, mature, as it were, to kind of help me along on my journey. So I'm attending church regularly for the first time in my life, working for a radio station where the program director is a Christian, the music director is a Christian. I'm working at a local community theater where the stage manager is a Christian. They are all praying for me. So I want to fast forward to Christmas 1988. And so the program director actually said this. He said, I would love to get local pastors on our air. It's a top 40 station I was working at. And so that was kind of interesting, but he said, I want local pastors getting messages at Christmas time, on Christmas Day, and so we'll take anybody, they'll record a message, and we'll play it. I said, I am going to church now. They have a pastor. Maybe he will do this. And so I called the church, talked to the secretary, lo and behold, he was more than willing to come and record a greeting on the radio station. So I did that, invited him there, so recorded what we're doing, just talking with him after it was all done. About 20 minutes in, he basically stopped the conversation, tilted his head at me and said, have you ever asked Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life? I said, no. And then he asked me the question that changed my life forever. Do you want to? I said, yeah. Luke 19:10 says this, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Turns out that Jesus is looking for people just like me. He's looking for people like you too. So today I started out just kind of reflecting on, you know, this change in the digital realm, especially as we navigate from one place to another place. And no more paper maps. You remember paper maps? No more Thomas guides where you like run off the map and flip to the right page so you can get picked up on the other side of the map. GPS is all about pinpointing where you are and to hopefully get you where you want to go. But the thing about GPS, I learned this when I moved here to the Tennessee Valley because I still don't know where most things are, but I don't need GPS to get everywhere. But I would plug everything into GPS from where I'm living to get to the radio station and back. The thing I learned about that is it didn't take you the same way every time. There's sometimes it will give you a straight shot. Sometimes it will give you a circuitous route. Sometimes it puts you in a neighborhood where, I recognize it. And then sometimes you're in a neighborhood going, I don't think I would be here if I chose to be in this neighborhood. But I never knew which way it would take me. I just simply followed the directions and followed it. Back before Google, you know, the knock on us men is that we would never ask for directions. Do you remember that? It was like stand-up Comedy Central. Everybody would say, yeah, men never ask for directions, right? So, yeah, that's basically us. But here in the digital age, I don't think that's the issue for us men anymore. Here's what I think the issue is for us as men, is to admit that you're lost even when you're following the directions. Getting to the point where you look around and you admit you're in a section of life that you never thought you'd be in before. You may know where you are, but my friend, that doesn't mean that you're not lost. The reason that the Son of Man came was to seek and save that which was lost. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Waze, Google Maps, they will take you in a direction. Hopefully you will get to where you're going to be. But along the way, you're going to find yourself in the seedy underbelly of life, trying to figure out how in the world you got there, trying to figure out how to get back, how to get home. So for me, I was lost in the sea of relationships. I would go from one relationship to another relationship, trying to define myself basically by the women that I used. But for you, maybe womanizing isn't your thing. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's drugs or gambling, porn. Maybe that's how you're dealing with your lostness. And you are following what culture is telling you is completely acceptable and okay. But you know, deep down, that you, like me, are alone and lost. John 14:6, Jesus says this, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me." That is a straight path. That is a straight path. The Son of Man, that's Jesus, came to seek and save what was lost. He came to seek me, He came to seek you, and maybe that's the reason that you're here today. So here's the deal. So like when you're physically lost, you have to get to that point where you admit that you don't know exactly where you are. That you've gone your own way and you're paying the price for those decisions and you're ready for something new. And the Bible calls that kind of lostness sin. But please know that you're not being singled out here, okay? Because the Bible also says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It goes on to say that the wages of sin is death, and that's the cost. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. In the production room of that radio station in Seattle, Washington, pastor looked at me, tilted his head, and said, "Have you ever asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?" And then he asked me that question that changed my life. "Do you want to?" And I said, "Yes." My question that's my question for you today. Do you want to? Because He's out there. He's looking for you, just like He was looking for me. Romans 10:13 says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So if you would just do me a favor, take a look. I think there's an envelope on your table with a card that looks a lot like this one. If you would go ahead and get it out, and let's just take a moment, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for a moment. I'm going to give you the same opportunity that that pastor gave me, an opportunity to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you're doing that, I didn't know I'm meeting on the radio tonight. I said, yes, Dan. He didn't promise me that everything was going to be perfect, but he promised to be with me. And if you need that Lord to be with you, that's what I want from here today. The chance to walk the rest of your life with somebody right beside you. His name is Jesus. So, if you've got all of that stuff out, I would love to just take a moment and lead you in a prayer. And I'd like to all to pray this moving forward. And so here it is again. It's a moment of just admitting where you are, that you're lost. And so here's the prayer. Let me pray that with you. Dear God, I realize that I'm lost because I've been trying to do it my own way. And the Bible calls that sin. And so I just have to admit right now that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And I learned today that you came to seek and save the lost. And that whoever believes in you will be saved. That if I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that you, God, raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I pray that prayer right now. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. And I ask you to help me walk it out one day at a time, moving forward as I get to know you better. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, would you do me a favor? There's a little checkbox right here. I'm actually going to fill out this card while I'm talking to you about this. Would you just indicate that? Because we have somebody who wants to reach out to you and talk to you a little bit about that decision. I prayed to receive Christ for the first time. And you know, as I'm wrapping up here, you get into a group like this. There are those in the room who are lost. There are those in the room that are found. But there are those that are in between. And let me qualify that remark. Here's what I mean. Because you've prayed a prayer like this before. So your eternal security is set. But life is hitting you in the mouth. And you're staggering. And you're trying to handle it all by yourself. That was me 12 years ago. I walked 8 years in the desert trying to find out how to make it through. Because I really felt like God had abandoned me. And it wasn't until I finally came to the part where I turned around and realized that he was right there next to me the whole time. But it took me being willing to turn around and come back to him. And that's really what God wants for you today. He wants you to turn around, to come back to him, and to plug back into his family. Because you need godly people in your life. It's true. And they need you and theirs to learn from, to encourage one another, to help each other grow. You know, there's 59 one another's in the New Testament. You can't do any of it by yourself. Encourage one another, pray for one another, admonish one another, reach one another out. We need each other. And truth be told, this is another difficult season for me. Changes at Moody Radio have eliminated positions across the country, including mine. My grandchildren have medical needs that I can't fathom. And I have a car with a seized engine that will cost at least $12,000 to fix, just the engine. And that's just life. And everything in my body is screaming for me to withdraw from everybody else. But there were men in my life who aren't letting me do that. They're reaching out to me daily. They're texting me to make sure that I'm still engaged in life. And all of us men, we need people like that. And there are men in this room today that are going through it just like I was going through it. But you need to know that there are men in this room as well who want to help you walk through it. Nothing weird, I promise. Just a phone call. Maybe a cup of coffee to talk through what you're going through with somebody who gets it. That's basically relationship. That's basically discipleship in a nutshell. We all need it. But we also have to be willing to step forward and take it. Now, if that's you today, I want you to indicate that on this card. Well, there's a place for you. Maybe you renewed your commitment to Jesus, but I'm interested in knowing more about CBMC. Because this ain't the only discipleship engine in this town. But it is the only one that you're at right now having lunch. There are men who want to walk through what you're going through right now. So it's time. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And that's the reason Jesus came. My friend, he is looking for you. He's closer than you think. And all he's waiting on is for you to turn around. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. That was thank you for sharing from your life. I know Tom's going to stick around for a few minutes, so anybody would like to come up and say something to him. Thanks again for taking time in your schedule to be here. And as Tom mentioned, there's men involved with CBMC that be glad anybody in here, if they marked on their card, to get additional information, like to meet with somebody. We have events like this periodically through the year, and many of you in this room know that, but if you're not on the email list and you want to be, you can indicate that on your card too, and we'll be glad to make sure you get the notices when we're going to have luncheons and events like this. There's some table outside the door here with some materials on the table, and those are free, no charge today. You know, we've heard the saying, no free lunch, so you pay for your lunch, so we're going to give you something free on the way out. If you're interested, take a look at that. If you see something you like, you can pick it up. Thanks again for coming today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.